The other man, right?
Huh?
The other young man? You're talking about another young man?
Yeah, there was a young man who couldn't hardly speak English. And always, he wanted to eat something. And he went to, it used to be a little wagons used to go, you know, cheap wagons. We used to eat there when we were a young boy. And this fellow wanted to eat something, didn't know what to eat. So this fellow was a customer sitting next to him. He asked for a bowl of chili beans. So he learned how to speak chili beans because name's chili bean.
There's a name.
Sounds chili bean. Every time you go to the restaurant of that place to eat, you say chili bean.
Chili bean, that's the name of it.
So finally, the restaurant man gets used to, now when he come there, that he learned how to say something else. Before he knew what you asked, he already gave me the dish of baked chili beans.
The minute you used to see this fellow come in, he'll bring him the dish of the bowl of chili beans all the time without asking.
Well, and his real name was Chili B, huh?
Chili B,
Chili
yeah.
B is the name of, we have Chili B. Among the society, Jewish boys, we have named Chili Bean.
Chili
Bean. Well, Chili Bean sounds like Chili Bean.
How do you get a name like that? Is that normal?
Chili Bean, that's
a
name. We have
a
name.
Funny name?
Yeah.
Chili Bean. Yeah, it's a funny name, you know.
No, there's no name among the boys.
Yeah, Chili Bean.
Okay, let's see.
I remember.
Okay, so I think I got from here. I gotta write more Suryanas. Okay.
I can tell you a little story.
Okay.
With the first year we came here,
uh-huh.
We was very religious boys, that's for sure, because we used to wear sissies and everything else.
Sissies, you know.
Even in this country?
Yes.
Huh? This country too?
From the old country, we came, we was very Jewish boys, real Jewish boys. We used to wear sissies on inside, you know?
Yeah.
So there was the first year, New Year's Day. You know, we were New Year's Day. We wanted to go to the shul, to the temple.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know where to go. So we finally find one temple. We want to go in. We couldn't speak English. We couldn't speak Yiddish. So we went to the door to the temple to go to the temple.
Mm-hmm.
There was a father there that collects the tickets,
uh-huh.
Either members, you know, of the temple. So we didn't have nothing. We didn't know what to say, what we are. We wanted to go right in, and won't let us in. So finally, we told him, I said, we're Jewish, you know, like this. We took out the sister. So he knew that we were Jewish, but we couldn't make it understand ourselves. So he called up the rabbi. So when we rabbi knew how to speak a few words in Spanish. He says, we are Sephardim Jews. Because being that he was rabbi here, there were a lot of Spanish people.
That's right.
So he knew right away that we were Jewish boys. He told the gate man, said, let those boys in because those are good Jewish boys. So when we went in, we couldn't hardly understand what they were reading.
It was Yiddish.
You know, they were talking Yiddish, and the pronunciation of our reading, it wasn't
different.
Like ours. So we couldn't understand nothing. So after it was all over, the rabbi says, next year, you come, we make you... There's something like that, we understand. That's the story, I can never forget that. That was me and other Jewish boys, he passed away already. We wanted to go to the temple because we're Jewish boys,
yeah.
New Year's, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how it happened.
And
we couldn't understand English.
But you were still very young kids, you know?
Well, yes.
Uh-huh.
I was 15 and about a year, 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so soon after that, they had a...
Huh?
Soon after that, they had the Sephardim together.
Then the next couple of years, the more Jewish people come in, we hire a hall.
Mm-hmm.
We became together. You know, 10 cents a week we used to put together. We call it some kind of our society.
Well,
we used to call it not only the Rudislis, all those...
All the Sephardim,
from different towns.
Uh-huh.
And then when the new year come in, they hire a hall or something.
Yes,
you know where's the
near Main Street, no, between Main and Spring.
You know the theater that Main Street, como se llama?
Hippodrome, era?
Huh?
Hippodrome.
No, I don't know. Balia made this without clothes. You know, cabaret, not cabaret. Burlesque show. Not Main Street. There is a burlesque show.
Burlesque.
We used to hire a hall upstairs.
Upstairs.
You know. we used to do our services on New Year's. Your father, your grandfather should know that.
What was that? That was 1913 or 14?
14, 15, yeah.
What did they do the first year you were here? Huh? The first year you were here, did you have a Friday night services or?
No,
we used to have
that.
all for New Year's services. All for New Year's services.
Rosh Hashanah and Kippur.
The rest of the time you prayed in the house?
You prayed in the house, right. Or we used to, if somebody passed away, we used to go to the house and
pray,
say,
you know.
You know, everything else. We used to do service in the houses.
Sure, Passover, we used to do at home and call all the young, the fellows that were singles here. My father used to call them over the house. Uh-huh. Every Jewish holiday, we used to have a bunch of our young boys speak out of some solos, we used to call them over the house for dinner.
But we used to be more together, though. We used to go from one house to another to visit, you know.
Oh, yes. We used to look for each other more than now. Well, now, you know, the population is so big and everybody has their own families. But before, we were very few, so...
Especially young boys, we used to go to the married houses, you know, where they have family. Mm-hmm. We used to give us a lot of stuff, a lot of candy. We used to put in the shirt back. We used to carry a shopping bag. They give us candy or something else.
You know, every holiday.
You don't remember that?
Sure do.
And when they used to come in, Pesach, we used to have services in the house. Like we were young boys, my brother and I, we used to go to Louis Ben Benisti's house.
For, used to invite them.
All the holidays, they used to call us for dinner.
Same my father, we used to call others. You know, we had a big, full house full of all the bachelors. They used to call an awful lot of people, my father and mother.
Is that in the area out here?
41st and Hoover.
On 41st and Hoover, we had on the Vino Rabbi, como se llama?
Rabbi Mizrahi.
Rabbi Mizrahi. Yeah. Over our house all the time. On Passover, my father and mother used to call all the single boys, you know, and
yeah, you know, I was thinking, the one man here says Joe Strugo.
Joe Strugo.
You say Strugo.
He was a very
He used to work in
man.
A bank.
He used to work in the bank.
The first banker.
In Rhodes?
No, here.
His family's from Rhodes.
The bank. Rhodes. Where was the bank, though?
Over here. Bank of America.
I don't think it was Bank of America. Some
on
bank,
Spring
I don't know.
Street, now. Huh? On Spring Street.
He used to...
Third Spring.
He was a very smart boy. He used to work in the bank in your country. But he used to work in the foreign exchange.
Yeah.
Foreign exchange bank. Uh-huh. He used to know the exchange of money.
Because there was this one man that wrote some articles in Havana, Cuba.
Sorry, that's him.
The
same
guy?
That's
him,
yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He was here.
Do you know how long he was in Los Angeles?
He lived here before. I don't know, I can't tell you exactly. I forget, you know. Uh-huh. So long ago. But he used to be a very good friend of my brother Jack, you know, he used to go together. He wrote a book, The Pronunciation of our Spanish and the Sephardim and all that stuff. You ever read his book?
Very intelligent book.
I had his book,
very
but
intelligent
I
left man.
It somebody, I don't know.
Josef Strugel.
Very smart man, huh?
But he was here for 10 or 15 years?
About 10 years, I would say 15. Then he wanted to make it to Cuba. He used to read articles, you know, he became a politician.
But why did he go to Cuba?
Well, he spoke the Spanish language very well, you know, and he could do better there.
He went there for a trip, and he liked it, he stayed there.
He had his own printing or something, I don't know what the hell.
Here he was very smart, the smartest of all our Sephardis here.
That's good.
He used to come over to my house for dinner all the time. My father used to invite him all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Every holiday.
Let's see. You know, I heard a story about one time of Abraham Hazan.
Abraham Hazan.
Yeah, and he went up to Alaska.
Alaska.
Yeah, did you know about that?
He was here in 1908 or 7. He used to work in the mines and the gold mines in Alaska.
do you know that story?
Then he came back to Rhodes, and then Rhodes came here.
Oh yeah.
He went to Rhodes, got married.
Do you know when he went to Alaska and when he went to Rhodes?
First, he was in Alaska.
Yeah, do you know when he was there?
Huh?
Do you know when he was there?
Must be 1908, 1907. He must have come here in 1906 in Alaska.
Doesn't his family know?
There was a gold rush in Alaska.
Maybe.
Probably if you ask Morris Hazen.
Yeah, man.
Or Reina.
Yeah, Morris Hazen would
know. He would know, maybe his father always used to tell, yeah, I did this, I did that, you know, and he was the type that he would tell all the time.
Yeah, I'll ask him.
You ask him, he will tell you,
he will know. But he went to Alaska with for the gold.
There must be a lot of people come in before that. Because I remember they used to save a few dollars and just come to Rhodes, you know, for a trip or to stay, you know.
You should go back to Rhodes and pick up a wife, you know, bring it to America. At that time,
the only purpose that we came to America is to make a couple thousand dollars and then go back.
Go back. Not to stay.
You didn't want to stay.
We didn't come here to stay. Uh-huh. But when we found out that the living conditions is better, then we stayed.
Then you wanted all your
the only generation that want to go back, like my uncle went back. He took with him about $18,000. He was a rich man when he hit the Rhodes.
That's good.
So he invested in some kind of a deal that he lost all the money. Then instead of coming back here, he went to South America.
When did he go to South America?
He went after when he left here. Uh-huh. He left in Los Angeles in 1918. He saved enough money.
You said your brother went to South America.
Yeah, my brother was first in South America.
Well, why did he go to South America, though? Do you know?
I don't know. He went there at first. He got out. He went out of the. He left out of the hell country before I did.
And then he sent him money to South America. Brought
then,
here.
2 years later, I came to America. He went to South America. I went here.
He came here.
And he was in South America. He was a playboy. He didn't wrote no home, no send no money, no nothing. And my father and mother used to write me letters. He says, your brother Jack, we don't hear from him so many years and all that stuff. So consequently, I became acquainted with somebody that knew somebody in South America. And I wrote him a letter to get in touch with my brother. My brother wrote me a letter. And I get in touch with him. I says, if you like to come to, what are you doing over there? He told me the conditions was no good. He wasn't doing any good. He was sick. I said, if you like to come to America, I'll send you some money to come here. At that time, it was not very strictly.
Uh-huh.
You can come in any, go anytime.
No quotas.
No quota.
So I sent him some cash. I said, I'll wait 2-3 months. I never heard from him. So 3 months later, he sent me another letter. He says, I was sick. I spent all the money. So what I did, I sent him a ticket from South America to New York. And he left. He used the ticket to come. He didn't spend it.
It was money. He would spend it again.
So when he came to New York, he wired me. I sent him some more money. That time, you know, didn't cost very much to come.
Uh-huh.
It was very cheap.
Where in South America was he? Was he
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires?
Argentina.
Yeah, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
There were a lot of Jews there. There's a lot of sleaze there.
But why? You don't know why they went to Buenos Aires?
It was easier to get there because in the United States they should take your examination if you're physically fit.
Uh-huh.
That's the only way you can come into this country.
But not there.
Over there you can come in, get out and you want to work, whatever you want to do. See? And the language was very, very easily. Uh-huh. We spoke the Spanish. See? Uh-huh. Over here it was hard to learn.
So when you came here, you had a choice between America and South America, but you decided to go to America because it was...
Well, no, I didn't... There was no decision at all because I wanted to come to America, that's all. You know, because my father and mother were poor and didn't have enough, you know.
To support the family.
And it wasn't very, very easy here either. It was a hard time. I started work for $55 a week. And my father only made $3 in the whole country. So I figure I'm a young boy, I'm making more money than my father. See? Within 6 months, I told you, I already got a chance to stand for myself.
That's very good. Let's see. Do you know when the people start going to Africa from Rhodes?
Oh, yes. A lot of people choose to go to Africa.
But what year?
Was it Africa?
Was it Belgium, Congo, and I had a sister passed away in Africa. The reason they went up there, there was languages very easy for them.
French.
They speak French.
Most of us speak French in Rhodes, you know.
They learn how to speak French in Rhodes.
I can speak it.
So people who spoke Spanish, they come to America or South America.
South
and the
America.
Ones that spoke French,
yes,
they sometimes
they
went to
Africa.
They went
yes.
to speak French, sure.
Do you know when they went to Africa though? I mean, when you were in Rhodesia, did you notice when some of the people were going to
Africa,
Rhodesia
yes.
or Congo? Or,
yeah.
Do you remember what was when you were still in Rhodesia?
Mm-hmm.
So that was 1916.
I came here in 1916.
Hard Rhodes leaders, they made more success in Africa than any country in the world. Became rich, very rich,
uh-huh.
because they spoke the language,
uh-huh.
French, and they can do more business, you know. They were hard workers. Take, for instance, when I got a son-in-law, he was in Congo Bank, Congo Belgium.
Congo Belgium. Uh-huh.
He made
Travis.
Good money. Young fellow, he made a lot of money.
Is he in Belgium now?
No,
he's here. Nace Travis, married to my daughter.
Oh, Travis?
Travis. You know Alex Travis?
I know Alan.
Alan? Alan's my grandson.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. I used to go to junior high school with him.
Yeah, with Alan.
You know Alan?
Yeah.
He was here last week. He's in San Francisco, you know, college.
Yes, San Francisco State?
Are you the one
yeah,
who went
State
to,
College.
Uh-huh.
Are you the one that went to Portland?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you stay with my daughters?
Yeah.
Over Bernice?
Bernice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
my daughter. She was here last week. She came for Father's Day to spend with her father.
Last week?
Yes,
no.
She was in Tarzana over Sarah, over my other daughter, Nace Travis.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's so nice. How's she doing?
Fine, very well.
Yeah.
She
wanted
to spend Father's Day with her father, so Sarah gave a big party there called all the family there.
So you were there, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Me and my brothers.
Slept downstairs, huh?
Downstairs, yeah, she told me. Well, he slept downstairs, and she says, Mother, this is where Ted has some sons, you know, grandson slept.
That's very good. That's a good experience.
Yeah, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
would you do hitchhike there?
No. I have a Volkswagen camper.
Ooh.
And so me and my brothers, like, we traveled around the country, went to Seattle and Portland and other places.
Good.
And, like, in between, you know, like, when we had to camp in the campsites, you know, we just sleep in the car because it was, they had beds, you know, little,
sure.
not beds, but, you know, cots.
Yeah.
It was good.
Very good.
It was really fun. We saw all the Sephardic families.
You how'd,
know.
You, how'd you know? With the, how'd you get in touch with my daughter?
Because of my mom was.
Huh?
Because of my mom.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because you know you have cousins in Portland. Oh, maybe you can say hello. So I go okay. We'll say hello to him. And I saw her again last summer in Seattle for a wedding.
Yeah, Bernice, my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they
were there. All the
Menashes.
All the Menashes together.
They're
even
family, isn't it?
Yeah, they're even at the same hotel.
Go ahead.
Even at the same hotel that me and my parents were at in Seattle. I think it was the Thunderbird Hotel.
Thunderbird. Ti traeranno così che ice cream, una cosa. A quindi le ice cream.
Okay, fine, yeah. I'll turn this on. Okay. And, let's see. The, I think the same, Morse Hassan.
There's a lot of people have the same name. They have no relatives of any kind.
Okay.
So it's a different Morse, okay, Morse Hassan.
Okay. Also, like my grandfather told me some names that were from 19, you know, the following year, 1913. And maybe you remember if these people came after or before. Okay, like I'll give you a name, like Eddie Almela.
Eddie Almela, yeah.
Was he before or?
No, he came about the same time as I did.
A little
later.
A little later.
Okay.
Not the same time.
And let's see. There was Isaac Barrow.
My father?
That was your father. And he came a little bit before.
He was here before I was.
Okay,
he
right.
came 1911.
He was here
okay.
1911.
Okay.
That is in Los Angeles, but he was in Seattle before.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then Baruch Capuluto.
Huh?
Baruch Capuluto.
Baruch?
No,
Baruch Quinn.
Mejor Capeluto, you
there's,
Kabluto?
Is that Bamorza?
I don't know, I'm not sure. And then there was Abraham Quinn.
Abraham Quinn?
Abraham Quinn, yeah.
Yes.
He came afterwards.
Okay.
After an idea.
Abraham Quinn, okay.
And Bahor Quinn?
Yes, Bahor Quinn, Marido de Rocha, yeah. Bahor Quinn.
Yes.
Was he before you? Or
I think he was here before. He was here before.
I see.
It was when we came.
I think he was here before, yeah.
Okay. And Lechon
Quinn?
Lechon Quinn?
Lechon Quinn, yes, he was
later,
here.
Later, he came here around.
A little after.
When 13, I came, 14, he was here already.
Yeah. He came around day 14, yeah.
Okay. And Marco Quinn?
Marco Quinn? Yeah, they
the
same thing. They came
the same later.
Time.
Okay. And Yakir Quinn?
Yakir Quinn, yes.
Okay. Now, I guess Haku Hassan is, I think my Haku Hassan?
Haku Hassan.
Is, do you know him?
I know who it is, but I
well, they come in, a lot of them, they come in after, they come in often, more.
Uh-huh.
See, when I came here, it was only a small town, one ride, another one.
Haku Hassan, Xavier Duarte, Asiatli.
Oh, yeah?
But the majority of us were the Swiss.
Después se vinieron aquí, Haku Hassan. Estaban en Asiatli first.
The majority of us were the Swiss. They all came, they all went to Seattle.
Quer dizer, tio de Biula, padre de Biula Hassan, está dizendo, de tu tia, Haku Hassan.
My uncle. I'm not sure. Wait, which uncle?
Está casado, Morris Hassan.
You mean my great uncle?
Yeah. Irmão de tu padre, Morris.
No, 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 Jack.
E aqui tinha outro irmão.
My father?
No, Morris. Estava casado com Biula Hassan.
But let's see. But my father has his brother Jack.
Yeah.
Now my grandfather and my father has sister Ray. But my grandfather has, brothers.
I mean your grandfather.
My grandfather.
That's right. Yeah. I get confused, Joe and Ted, Adio. Get confused.
Is your grandfather is your father.
Yeah.
Let's see. But they all started out in Seattle, though.
In Seattle, they're more old-timers than there is
here.
Here
they aren't too many.
See, in Los Angeles, it was only what they used to call it, vacation town. That's the thing.
Why is that?
That's how they populated here, because they come in here, they used to like the climate, and they come in. That's a fact.
Because the climate was good.
I came here in February 1912. It was already February, I didn't have no rain. Goddamn, I left New York with the snow and everything. And I come here with the rain and with sunshine, sweating.
That's why they used to stay here.
Yeah, there used to be desert here. I don't mean
so
kidding.
So you were very happy to be here in Los Angeles.
Huh?
Sure.
You were happy to be in Los Angeles?
Well, I was a young boy. I learned a bit to like it.
Yeah.
You got to...
Yeah, you're young.
So,
well, you like it better than New York than...
Yes, it was better than New York. New York was freezing.
How about compared to Rhodes?
Over here?
Yeah.
It's about the same.
Same
as Rhodes.
Have you been in Rhodes?
The climate of Rhodes... The climate of Rhodes
like
was just like here. You don't like Rhodes?
Is it better than here?
Oh, no.
For heaven's sakes.
But I mean, the climate is good. It's like this.
Yeah, the climate is
beautiful island,
It's a small island.
Small island.
Have you been there at all lately?
Yeah, we
went
there last week.
Last year.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's good. Did you meet any other Sephardim there?
Yes.
There were not very many left.
There's a few Sephardis, not too many.
Germans, they persecuted them.
Yes, I outro que vimos, um well-to-do has jewelry store.
Morris Solan, Hazan.
No.
Morris Soriano.
He still lives there?
Yeah, he lives there. But he wasn't...
As a jewelry store.
It happened that he wasn't there when the Germans came there. So otherwise, the rest of them is all... No Rhodes lives there.
All dead.
did you see any other people traveling through? Like, when my parents went there, they saw... Milton Amato. Traveling through there.
No, we didn't see
anything. Was he there for a week or 2 weeks?
we went on a tour with the Joe Cordova and all those, you know, to Spain, Israel, you know.
Yeah, that was
5 days here, but it was very lovely. I really enjoyed it very
much. My grandson went up there.
Nice Travis.
Nice Menashe. He went to this.
That's good. Okay, I'll finish up with these names. Let's see. Oh, my grandfather mentioned, he said, you know, there are a lot of Joe Hassans, but he said there was another Joe Hassan, his name is Joseph Boti Hassan.
Oh, yeah, Yosef is a father of a brother-in-law of mine here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, his sister, Amelie, está casada com... Hassan, como se chama?
Jack Hassan,
il padre, chiamava Yosef Hassan Boti.
Boti,
yeah. Boti era il nickname che gli amava nel programma.
Non so
why.
They have pet names.
You know?
Was he here before?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was here before you.
He was here before me,
yes.
He was here before.
He wrote it. They used to live right across from our house.
And Mike Hassan? You know, Mike.
Your uncle?
Yeah.
Your uncle.
Great uncle.
Mike Hassan.
Mexico, from Mexico.
Mike Hassan's from Mexico? No.
No,
I think he was hermano de Ruben Hassan.
No, there's not.
Oh. Well, he came later.
Mike estaba casado con Victoria.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Let's see.
No, Mike Hassan.
Yeah, it's era cunhado de Nassim Franco. Oh, yeah.
And there's Leon Israel?
Huh?
Leon Israel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Si.
Is he here before that?
Yes,
before you. Before you.
Yeah. Eli is right before me, no?
No. Aslan Bendicha, because it's
Aslan Bendicha, Leon Bendicha.
Leon
Israel,
yeah.
He had a shine stand on 2nd and on 3rd Street.
Okay, Aslan Bendicha.
That's the one.
His real name is Leon.
Yeah, Leon is.
Leon is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Aslan is
his name, really.
It's Hebrew, right?
Yeah.
Aslan is a Turkish word.
So aquí siamo sino Leon.
Aslan means Leon.
Uh-huh.
Israel. That's Aslan Bendicha is a pet name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's Eliakim Jack Leon.
Yeah, that's my uncle.
That's your uncle?
My grandmother's brother, Yaki Leon.
He was here afterwards, not before.
And Ruben Nachmias?
Huh?
Ruben Nachmias?
Ruben Capuya?
Nachmias!
Nachmias.
I remember Nachmias, but I don't know.
And Joseph Piha?
You say Piha? He's still here.
He was here. He passed away already.
He's away with
him? Yeah.
Yes. He's from the
And Ruben Pizanti?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's there before him.
Yeah. Okay. He was here before you, Ruben Pizanti.
And Vital Soriano?
Vital Soriano, yes, he was here before
Soriano,
you.
Yes.
Old timer. The man of the Boris Soriano. Used to have a market down Main Street with my father.
Was he related to Morris Soriano?
Yeah, brother.
They're brothers, huh?
Yeah, Vital Soriano is the oldest, and then the Morris Soriano.
That's right.
Okay, I see. Okay, now. Next thing is, I look at...
They originated from Megri, Jesus, from the Megri.
Oh, yeah?
Well, the Megri's grandest.
I just saw his sister, this is the Soriano, in La Quila, Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, here... I have this is from the city directory. This is the names I have. In 1912, there's Moshe Soriano.
Soriano, yeah.
That's Morris.
Morris Soriano.
Okay.
Right.
It says he has a flower stand at. That was his thing. He used flowers, and he lived on Town Avenue. And then
yeah, he's going to tell them.
Now, it also says Israel and Saul. Israel and Saul. And it says, Asher Israel, Morris, and Saul.
Asher Israel, si. As we can say, he's there.
Asher Israel?
Asher Israel, yeah.
Okay. And then, let's see. What was it? It says, 1911, it has Ovadia.
Ovadia Haim.
But he was a Turkino?
Ovadia Haim. It wasn't there from Rhodes.
Okay.
And those questions are so long, I forget, and I don't know.
Oh, you know, it has here, in 1913, it has Eli Notrika.
Yachon, that's his uncle.
It says,
1913.
Well, he was here earlier, but in 1913, it shows him here.
Oh, yeah?
It says, this is what it says.
Where did you learn? Where did you show it from?
It says 216 Winston.
Huh?
216 Winston.
In Winston Street.
Winston Street.
216 Winston Street.
This is on the Devenir too.
And it says
216 East or West.
Doesn't say.
Huh?
Doesn't say.
Because when I came here, he had a shoe shine stand 222 West 3rd Street.
Yeah, but he's on the Bivia.
Yeah, could be, yeah.
And it says here that he's a boot black.
That's right.
Don't say boot black. Say right. Shoe shine.
That's what they used to call it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Where did you get that information from?
From the directory.
Huh?
That's straight from the city directory.
See?
Yeah. In Los Angeles, yeah. I went to the public library downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the old books.
Some of the people, they don't have their names on the city directory.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe from 1910, yes. Every 10 years.